T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got no problem with it because Big Ben has been doing this basically since Coach Carroll left. He's called out Todd Haley, his offensive coordinator, on numerous occasions. There have been times I knew John knew I was wrong, Ed was wrong, or the offensive line. You handle that behind closed doors. And Ben has no problem. It's always someone else. And Ben has always been known to do that. He's always willing to put the blame at someone else's feet. Tom Brady has never done that. All he did was give you a glimpse into what's really causing the conflict, and there's no accountability. And he's absolutely right, because, you know, the quarterback is normally the closest to the owner. Ben think he and Art Rooney the second. At the end of the day, I get it, you're quarterback. You're more important than I am. But just like you, I got kids. Just like you, I got a mortgage. Just like you, I got a family. And you don't have to respect me, but I won't let you disrespect me.
Shannon Sharp, who is... for a long time been very anti-Ben Roethlisberger, and there he was today on FS1 saying he had no problem with Antonio Brown's Q&A from over the weekend. The big tweet was Antonio Brown reacting to his relationship with his quarterback when asked about how he felt about Ben Roethlisberger. He said, quote, "No conflict, just a matter of respect. Mutual respect. He has an owner mentality, like he can call out anybody, including coaches. Players know, but they can't say anything about it. Otherwise, their meal ticket's gone. It's a dirty game within a game." Truth. Chris, did you have a problem with Antonio Brown's tweet about Ben Roethlisberger?
No. The verbiage could always be maybe more clear. I think Twitter is never really the best place to try to get your exact thoughts on a matter out. But if the complaint there is that he has ripped coaches before, that he has ripped players before, and that that frustrates Antonio Brown, and that in his, he says he's an owner's mentality, that the buck does not stop with him, or there is, he has no, you know, accountability within the offensive framework to some degree, I agree with it. I think one thing Ben has done is say, you know, things start with me, blame starts with me. But then while you hear that, you also hear other people getting blamed for things, and maybe the original statement there loses its luster. I don't have a problem, though, with what was said in that tweet, especially because Antonio Brown is about to be a former Steeler, and then it's going to be water under the bridge at that point.
Yeah, I think that even if it's valid, you question whether or not it's a smart thing to do. What does Antonio Brown gain? What does he lose by being transparent or honest about his feelings towards his quarterback? And so once you ask yourself that question, you look at the content of the message. Did he say anything inflammatory? Did he make it personal? Did he name call? Did he say anything about Ben Roethlisberger that is inappropriate? Did he use coarse language? Did he sound like he was an emotional wreck in the way he, you know, put their business, their relationship out in the open? And to all those questions, my answer is actually no. Of all the things Antonio Brown has done in social media, what he's liked, what he's retweeted, what he has said back to people, I think this is one of those things where everybody knew it, and for the longest time, nobody was willing to say it. Antonio Brown wasn't. You can tell now, we know now, that what Ben did after the Denver loss really grated and irritated Antonio Brown. That he didn't like the comment about Juju and the flat route and saying we've got a bunch of number one wide receivers. He took those comments very personally. And I can understand that. I don't think that has to be the destruction or the end of their relationship. But I can put myself in Antonio Brown's shoes as a great wide receiver, and I can understand why he would feel hurt or betrayed by those comments.
I mean, look at the—
that's not a stretch to me.
Look at the flat route comment. Go back and actually, in your own mind, remember that pass. What did you and I say about it right after it happened? That pass was going to be intercepted by multiple parties. right?
Yep.
The defensive back had clearly undercut the play. Even though I said he maybe could have phrased things better than he did, of all of his tweets, that was one of the more... That one seemed, believe it or not, more dispassionate. Like, he said no conflict. He took time to say there's no conflict. This is very clearly about man-to-man level respect, player-to-player respect.
I don't think anyone, any owner out there, any coach, any GM, maybe even any quarterback, would look at that specific tweet by AB about Ben Roethlisberger and come to this conclusion. Man, I don't want this guy on my team.
Well, because other quarterbacks would look at that and say, well, I'm not going to do that. That's not going to be a problem. If you're another quarterback seeing him air out this quarterback that way, and you know maybe intellectually what has gone on here, you've followed the news, and you're a really good player, you say, well, I wouldn't do that. I'll keep it in-house. It's because the little leap I would make here is it sounds to some extent like Antonio Brown's okay with being criticized if it's kept in-house.
Yeah.
By the quarterback. If he says in meetings, hey, man, you ran a route there that I didn't like, he might hate it. It won't be a shouting match, but that's where it ends.
Ben has hand in the relationship. He has clout with the Steelers, and he should because of what a franchise quarterback can do for an organization. The way that franchise quarterbacks use that power manifests itself in different ways. Tom Brady got his backup traded. Aaron Rodgers got his coach fired. Ben Roethlisberger chooses to use that power and talk openly about the team. And here is something that happened this past season that I don't think has gotten enough run. And AB didn't bring this up in his 10-question situation on Saturday. I was thinking about it over the weekend. We kind of laughed at and had a good time. Not that we spent too much time on it because of the way the game ended, because of the result. When the Steelers tied the Browns, one of the minor subplots to that game was Antonio Brown catching a ball from Ben Roethlisberger on the Brown sideline, going up to Todd Haley and doing what?
Hugging him.
Hugging him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the time, if we did talk about it, we just kind of laughed at it. Like,
Goofy AB.
That's Goofy AB.
Apparently he and Haley got along.
But the more I think about it, if you're Antonio Brown, might you look at the way Todd Haley's run ended here and think, I like that coach. We did well with him. We scored a lot of points with him. And he's no longer here because he can't get along with the quarterback. Did anybody ask me how I felt about Todd Haley? Was I consulted? Did I have a chance?
If you're Antonio Brown, don't you know intellectually that that's the way things work in the NFL, especially with coordinators? Can't you read the tea
leaves
and understand
that? But if he
likes
Antonio, but if Antonio Brown liked Todd Haley,
yeah,
he might carry a grudge against Ben because he might feel like Ben got him fired. Undeservingly, I may add.
Well, he got 5 more targets this year under Coach Randy's offense than he did last year, and he got 14 more than he did the prior season when he actually played 15 games in each. He was getting more looks at the football than he did either of the last 2 years. He had 6 more touchdowns than he did last year, which I think is what he would care about more than anything. I think.
He doesn't. If he cares about more...
You think he cares about yards?
No, I'm saying if the only thing that matters to Antonio Brown are his opportunities, then if the number of targets went up this year, why is he so upset?
Good question.
If that's priority number one, he had more targets. Roethlisberger threw the ball to him.
Or did he just feel like a kindred spirit with Todd Haley?
I don't know, maybe.
Like, you and I have both butted heads with the quarterback. You are not here anymore. I have butted heads with the quarterback. And I just wanted to give you a hug to show you, hey, buddy,
because
I hope you're doing well.
Because Fichtner's Ben's guy.
Well, yeah.
Fichtner's not AB's guy.
I don't know if Todd Haley was an AB guy, if it was allies like that. I just might think if I'm AB, I've had my disputes with the quarterback. So did Todd Haley. He lost out. He's in a different place. And I am acknowledging that.
Is it a stretch to believe when Antonio Brown says, players don't like what Ben says, but they're afraid to do anything about it because of Ben's, because of the shadow Ben casts.
Yeah.
Is that a stretch to believe that's true? Is it crazy to think that when AB says that, it's not just me, a lot of guys feel that way? When Ben gets away with saying things and criticizing other people, and we can't get away with that because we're not the franchise quarterback,
maybe.
And it bugs people in this room.
Maybe. The one thing I would say, though, to any of those guys is there is a certain element here of understanding the power structures of any locker room, and that any quarterback who's won two Super Bowls, who's the franchise guy, just is going to have different privileges. In fact, I would think a team full of guys who play for Mike Tomlin, who allows better players to have a different set of rules, like Antonio Brown, would be acutely aware of the fact that not everybody gets treated equally in the NFL. And I would think, and as much as I've defended AB here, this does display like an alarming lack of self-awareness. If he's basically bellyaching that the quarterback gets away with more, you got away with a lot, man. I don't think Antonio Brown, the only difference with him is if he criticized the quarterback in week 8, he might have seen the ball a lot less because the quarterback actually has the power to take it out on a star receiver by just not looking his way as much. Juju was good enough that you could throw him the ball more and justify it and say, look at the numbers he's putting up. But AB needs to realize he got a lot of preferential treatment here as well.
Yeah.
Had a wide berth.
I get that, but he probably feels like I'm the guy that's getting tarred and feathered right now. This guy's getting away with things scot-free, so I'm going to put some stuff out there that makes him look bad.
He knows I think this is another example, maybe the clearest one yet, of him saying, I am not coming back to this team. You can say what you want about the owner. He doesn't throw you the football. You can say what you want about the head coach. He doesn't throw you the football. You start saying that the quarterback has an owner mentality and doesn't want to be answerable to anything. That, if you believe that the quarterback can get people sent packing, that's actually playing a little bit of chess.
Do you have a problem with Antonio Brown's owner mentality tweet about Ben Roethlisberger? Was it out of line? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Ultimately, who is to blame for the Antonio Brown mess? AB projected blame on another Steeler over the weekend. We'll tell you who, and if we agree with it, on the other side, it's the PM team.
The importance of your position is understood in football when you play quarterback and you're a superstar quarterback and you're a Super Bowl winning quarterback. It does not give you the right, though, then to just go hog wild and be able to call out whoever you want, whenever you want, and act as though you do have an ownership type of mentality. That's not the way it works in consistently sustainable winning cultures. You just don't do those kinds of things.
That is Lewis Riddick on ESPN. Responding to Antonio Brown's owner mentality tweet about Ben Roethlisberger, it sounds like the former Pitt player turned NFL executive agrees with AB. Fan hoodies and t-shirts are available now at the Fan Store. Perfect options for the unpredictable Pittsburgh weather. Visit 937thefan.com/store now to get your exclusive merchandise made by Fanatic Impressions. Well, unless you're blocked by Antonio Brown, you probably saw what he did on Twitter this weekend, Q&A with fans. And when asked about the relationship with Ben Roethlisberger, he criticized Ben for having that owner mentality. He can call out anybody, including coaches. Players know, but they can't say anything about it. Otherwise, their meal ticket's gone. It's a dirty game within a game. That Ben can call out Tomlin or his offensive coordinator, and even those guys don't have recourse or rebuttal because Ben outranks them.
Is that factually correct in your opinion? Because it is to me.
Yeah, me too.
Lewis Riddick saying what he said carries a lot more weight than Antonio Brown. Just because Brown's in the moment, even though I agree with what he said, there's the temptation to label what he said as emotional. Lewis Riddick's a guy whose job was to actually evaluate guys. I mean, this is what he does. He is as much an insider, I think, as you can be.
I don't think Brown's Ben comment makes AB look bad, but I will give you one that does. And this is when he was asked about the last game of the year, and he said, after the coach told the team I quit while nursing some bumps, then he invited me to watch the game with the same guys thinking I quit. I could not stand with that. I'm the bad guy, though. We missed the postseason. Think about that. That so he's saying Tomlin essentially lied. I was hurt. I wasn't dogging it. And then the last shot there was he couldn't even get this team to the playoffs. And I think of all the things AB did on Twitter in this back and forth, this was the worst one.
Well, I just because he came up with another.
Exactly. He made another excuse for himself.
I don't believe
him. He did not take responsibility for what happened the last week of the year. And actually, if he did that, we're a pretty forgiving society. I think NFL teams that are interested in him would probably want to look for the positives and make rationalizations and excuses. And if AB said, you know what, I screwed up. I got in my feelings. I did quit on the team. It's awful. It won't happen again, even though wink, wink, it might.
You know what I don't like about it?
That's what teams want to hear, Chris.
You know what I don't like about it? Mike Tomlin is such an easy target here for him, too, to just dog the head coach because everybody is. I feel like he actually took on Ben Roethlisberger, and then the stuff about Tomlin there, I don't know, it rings as like him taking an easy target and thinking because Tomlin has been run over by people so far for all of this, that a little extra tread running over Mike Tomlin won't get AB in trouble. The problem here is there's a lot of people that have, like Shannon Sharp, there's a lot of people that have called Roethlisberger out in the analyst community and world. There are a lot that have called Tomlin out too, but I think his comments about Roethlisberger passing a basic smell test, nobody looks at Antonio Brown in that last week of the season and says, oh, he was clearly too hurt to play. So for him to bring up this and to say, oh, Mike Tomlin did all this, I was genuinely injured, that doesn't pass a basic person's smell test.
He didn't show up for the MRI or whatever.
No.
Consultation the Steelers had scheduled for him on Friday. So at that point, what is Tomlin supposed to tell the team? Is he supposed to make excuses for you yet again and say you quit? I'm one of Tomlin's harshest critics, at least I like to think I am. And this is actually something he does not deserve criticism for.
It just feels like AB saying, I know I can get one over on this guy because people think he's a punchline, so I'm going to put this at his feet too. I don't know, man. It just... I reacted to the Ben tweet one way, viscerally, right? Like my basic reaction was one thing. My basic reaction to the Tomlin thing was, you're lying through your teeth and hoping that people don't like the head coach so much that they believe you.
It also further greases skids, though. Like if I can say enough things to alienate myself and offend my head coach, the less likely it is that he wants to deal with me next year. And maybe that increases the chances of me getting traded. So let me continue to make Mike Tomlin look like a goof, because if I publicly humiliate him, he'll take it personally and he'll want nothing to do with me.
And also make him look like a guy who is sort of disloyal to his players, right? In saying what he said, oh, this guy won't go to bat for you. He'll call you out in front of the whole team. He'll make you look like a chump, like a quit. The Q word, which is a scarlet letter in the NFL, quitter. That looks real bad. I would wonder how many people actually read that tweet, though, and agree with it more, like side with Brown more than they do in the Roethlisberger instance.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Twitter poll question, did you have a problem with Antonio Brown's owner mentality tweet about Ben Roethlisberger? 55% are saying yes. If you had a problem with it, what was offensive about it?
I think it's a player they don't like criticizing a player by and large that people do like. I shouldn't say by and large. I actually think like the support for Roethlisberger maybe among Steelers fans is not as cut and dried as I would make it seem.
Yeah, you know what I think? Here's the criticism I would make against it. You're being hypocritical. You're saying that Ben should keep things in-house, and you're the one that's putting your business with him out in the open. So how do you want to play it? Do you want to keep your thoughts to yourself, or do you want to take the gloves off? And
well, if it's, though, him trying to just tweet his way out of town, then it's his means to an end. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, he's trying to play little seventh dimension chess here. Everyone says my social media is bad. I also want out of town. I will use social media to my ultimate good by making myself look bad.
Here's Jim. He's on the Fan. Hi, Jim.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
You know, Ben's a jerk, and I'm not going to dispute that. There's no doubt about that.
What makes you say that?
But, I think that the calling out, I don't agree with that. Some of the things he's done in the past with the injuries, you know, the broken toe. But now since the season's over,
like you don't think you don't think he's a good leader? Is that what you're telling us?
I don't know if I don't know if I'd say he's a bad leader. It comes and goes. There are things he shouldn't do. It's not a one or the other. We all have our faults. You know, I think that's something he could improve upon, even this late, you know, time in his career. You know, but we've heard of all the preferential treatments that AB got since the season is over, and he never seemed to have an issue with that. So I think it's a bit of hypocrisy. And, I mean, he criticizes Benz for the things that he's gotten away with, and just, he's done his own things, just different things. But the one difference is that he failed in Week 17. And like you were saying, you can't do that. And since then, he's insulted the owner. He's insulted the coach. He's insulted the quarterback. He's taken turns placing blame on anyone and everyone.
Except himself.
And although Ben is a jerk at times, I get the impression that AB is kind of more like a 30-year-old man with the emotional stability of a 12-year-old girl hitting puberty. I mean, he's going crazy.
Here's what AB has done. All the the notes of hypocrisy here, I get it. They ring true. Even if you see what he's doing as a means to an end to get traded, they ring true to me. The thing that he did in all of this, Antonio Brown, that I think will reflect the most poorly on any potential trade partner for the Steelers is actually skip Week 17. Even though I'm sure he did that to try to create an ugly environment there, because I don't believe for a second that he was really that hurt, okay?
Technically, he didn't skip Week 17.
He got paid for it, sure. Yeah. But not playing and essentially skipping, for all intents and purposes, is the one thing I think that will dog him a little bit. There will be GMs. There might even be future teammates on whatever team he goes to. Even if he puts on the big, happy, smiling face, I love it, I can't wait to be here, who look at that and say, man, that is the one thing you can't do, is just walk out on your team midstream. They look at that totally differently than I would imagine they'd look at Le'Veon Bell and what happened with him. That's the one thing above all of this that I think is going to linger with him.
One NFL insider thinks AB's tweet fest will affect his trade value. How much? We'll tell you next. Want your thoughts on what you saw from Antonio Brown this weekend? Did it seal his fate in Pittsburgh? Did it piss you off even more? Did you think he made some valid points about his quarterback? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. I'm Andrew Filippone. He's Chris Mueller. It's 93.7 The Fan.
It's universally understood that wide receivers are arguably the biggest divas on any football team. He basically lied, talked about how there was no issues really with him and Antonio Brown. Their relationship was fine. And I told y'all, it wasn't fine. Antonio Brown is not fine with Big Ben Roethlisberger. So it's nice to see him publicly declaring where he has stood privately for months now, if not years. He's called out coaches in the past, including his offensive coordinators. One offensive coordinator, Todd Haley, is gone because of the relationship that he had with Big Ben Roethlisberger. He's called out management from time to time, and he doesn't seem to call out himself enough, which is why I add credence. You know, he comes across as somebody that could just sit up there and diminish and disrespect other people.
Well, now that Stephen A. Smith has weighed in on the Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger tweets, we can all go home.
Can you remember a guy
that was on ESPN today?
Of fairly high profile in sports in this town who engendered more seemingly unanimous negative opinion from the opinion makers, former athletes and analysts alike, than Ben Roethlisberger? The only guy I heard, I think, defending him today was Doug Gottlieb, which you'd rather have nobody defending you than that.
Ben Roethlisberger is interesting because I feel like his popularity or approval rating is very high in Pittsburgh, and once you get outside of Pittsburgh, I think it changes.
But it's astonishing in a battle here with Antonio Brown, who has revealed himself to not be a sympathetic figure in this at all.
Mm-hmm.
It is astonishing to me the percentage, how high it is, of people who tacitly or otherwise are taking Brown's side or at least agreeing with his points.
Peter King on NBC Sports today. I think the more Antonio Brown tweets, the more he scares off potential suitors. That's not just something I think. In the case of one team, it's something I know. Part of me thinks the Steelers leaked that to King as a way of hoping it got to AB's agent, and then AB's agent told
you
AB
think that's
to
what...
just put a muzzle on it. I think there was actually something that AB tweeted that might help his trade cause. He addressed the rumor that he wants a contract extension, and he said no. Now, I don't always take AB at his word.
Think Rosenhaus hijacked the Twitter feed for that one?
But that's on the minds of teams because it's been reported by the Post-Gazette that part and parcel with the trade is Antonio Brown wanting an extension that comes with it that would probably make him the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL again. But AB says it's about winning.
Do you think it's really? I don't.
It's not about winning.
I don't believe him at all, man. I can't. I've tried to defend him through this, but some of it just doesn't even come close to passing the smell
test. Here's a text we got that I think is very interesting on this. It's just a question.
Okay.
If Art Rooney is going to call a meeting with Antonio Brown, should he call a separate meeting with Ben Roethlisberger?
Why would he think he needs to do that? Because he has already gone on the record to say Ben's got a contract extension coming. That's pretty much the one thing we want to get done. That alone, that statement makes me think Art Rooney doesn't think there's any problem with Roethlisberger. Or else why would you give him what amounts to, in NFL terms, a full vote of confidence?
Mm-hmm.
That's how. Whenever teams want to give a vote of confidence to any party,
that wasn't the
they
question,
just talk
though.
Extension.
The question wasn't will Art Rooney meet with Ben to maybe clear the air? The question was, should
yes.
he sit down with his quarterback?
Yeah, I would suggest it. Because you know what I would do? The auspices would be for me. If I were Ernie, I'd say, you know what?
You set the tone, Ben.
You set the tone, and I'm sure you feel strongly and believe in the things that you are saying publicly when you feel compelled to defend yourself. But you know what I would point to, Ben? We haven't won a Super Bowl since when? And we haven't been to one since when? So can you really say that things are working out perfectly the way we've been doing them lately? No. That's what I would use as justification. But I doubt that that's going to happen. I'd be stunned, actually, if it did. I would love, if I were Art Rooney, I would want to get Tomlin and Roethlisberger in a room specifically. If you feel like you've made your peace with the idea that Brown's not going to be here, I got to have my head coach and my quarterback more on the same page.
Yeah.
Because I don't always feel like they are, or even close to it.
Yeah, you're right. One of the things I would want to make sure AB and Rosenhaus heard from my owner's chair during this proposed meeting, I would let them know explicitly and sternly, do not think you're going to force our hand. So if some of these tweets here are calculated to burn bridges, to sour the relationship with Ben, to expose our coach and make him look bad, do not think that your words are going to dictate terms to us.
If the Steelers started taking it, there's that. If the Steelers as one just publicly in every way, Art Rooney, whatever, just started saying nice things about AB, said, you know what? We love this guy. We understand he's emotionally, maybe whatever, fragile. If they just kept pumping his tires publicly, it would be an odd but fascinating little way of trying to neutralize the way he's trying to tweet in social media his way out of town.
John is on the fan. Hi, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
So I'm confused by all the criticism of Ben just because, you know, AB hasn't won anything, and he's the one that's showing up, missing practices, you know, sitting out games. I don't recall ever
Can I ask you a question?
Stuff around Ben.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir. Sure.
Do you think that Tomlin deserves any criticism?
Well,
yes or no? Just give me a word.
I don't know.
Give me a word. Do you think
no?
You don't. So we shouldn't criticize Tomlin for the team going 9-6-1 and missing the playoffs?
No.
No. So he did a good job this year.
With the drama that's been going on, yeah.
He did. So you don't the tie against the Browns.
The drama
loss
has
to the
nothing
Raiders,
to do with Mike Tomlin at all having different rules for different players either.
No.
Okay, well, that took a weird turn because the point I was going to try to make there with the guy was just because you've won Super Bowls doesn't mean that you're immune from criticism or doesn't mean that you're perfect. Ben Roethlisberger has won 2 Super Bowls.
Apparently but, it does for that
right,
guy.
He's won 2 Super Bowls, but that doesn't mean that every single thing he does I agree with. Mike Tomlin won a Super Bowl. He was the youngest coach in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. That doesn't mean that he's a great coach
right now.
Per the 2018 season as Exhibit A for that.
Yeah. Do you think Mike Tomlin good at challenges? Yeah. He's won 0 for his last whatever.
Isn't it pretty much self-evident? The worst thing that happened by far was Antonio Brown quitting and pretty much giving up on the Steelers. But you can, after saying that, you are allowed to say that Ben Roethlisberger poked the bear a little bit with comments he made about Antonio Brown during the season. That's okay. That's not... Those two things can go hand in hand.
I think our guy there just wanted to say, leave Ben alone, like the Britney Spears guy from many years ago, right? He wasn't going to... He was not
going
to...
I don't know the... I can't... What's the Britney Spears reference?
Craig is looking at me bug-eyed in there and cannot believe...
I can't believe you don't get that reference.
Some guy went on YouTube whenever Britney Spears was melting down and did like this sobbing, crying, leave Britney alone.
He was in like a
spiel.
Tent, like a fort he built in his house.
He went viral. Yeah, he built a fort in his house. I think he was like a grown man.
I missed that one.
You're not up on the memes, huh?
No.
Look at this guy, Craig. He's all business over there. No memes.
Craig, you got any good bets tonight?
Do I have any
Now that you're
tonight?
Back after your week-long layoff?
I do have two tonight.
Let's hear them.
I have Idaho plus 15.5.
Vandals. They suck.
Yeah, so they have 4 wins. The team they're playing has 6. So it's going to be a real
barn
burner.
Don't they play
their
football games in like what amounts to a shopping mall or a convention center?
It's Idaho at Eastern Washington, who also sucks. So
Rodney Stuckey went to Eastern Washington.
The other game, Boston University at Holy Cross, over 133 points.
Saag Kanade's oldest brother, I think it is, Ibrahim, dunked on me in high school, threw it off the backboard, and dunked over me on a fast break. Went on to play for the Terriers of Boston U. That is my Boston U contribution to today's show.
That was pre-9 threes.
Yeah. So you take the good with the bad. That game was the most points I ever scored in a high school game, and yet I only really remember it for getting dunked on in humiliating fashion.
Did your team win?
No. We lost by, like, I don't know, it was a close game and probably shouldn't have been.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Get a sweetheart of a deal this month with Auto Show Savings. 28 degrees, a low of 17. Coming up next, Paul Zeiss. On tomorrow's show, Jason Mackey, our Penguins insider, will join us live from Newark, New Jersey.
Newark.
And who knows what else we'll cook up between now and 2 o'clock tomorrow. Can't really rely on Craig Riley to contribute to the show because he's got bets and baseball on the brain.
This guy's been completely derelict of duty. Oh, yeah. You know what? I actually asked Craig about a sound clip today before the show, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening, preparing some Pirates notes for you.
What sound clip was that you wanted?
Also tomorrow, transition tag talk, because that's the day. Tomorrow's tag day. Yeah.
As the Steelers turn.
Paul Zeiss. Normal dude who people think could beat up Jay Glazer based on a poll result that Craig missed last week. All right.
Oh, I didn't miss it. I saw that.
Okay.
I voted.
We will talk to
you
tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
On 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.